Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space, to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hello and welcome everyone to episode 132, Managing Your Emotional Triggers. Now, are you sometimes surprised by your emotions? You suddenly feel very sad or very angry, even when part of you knows it's completely out of proportion to what's going on at the moment, that the response does not equal the scenario? If so, you could be experiencing an emotional trigger. That's the psychological term for when your reaction has more to do with your past than the present situation. In the most serious cases, triggers can be related to post-traumatic stress disorder or trauma events and programming from childhood. To a lesser extent, they're also a routine part of life for most adults. For example, you may like your job and enjoy working with your boss. They're awesome. Then one day, you want to quit because she looked in your desk drawer without asking first. But when you get curious and you examine your response more closely, you remember how you felt when your parents or your spouse violated your privacy in similar ways. This is a trigger. Healing your sore spots will help you to be happier and more successful. There's going to be some strategies I talk about, both short-term and long-term strategies. Try these strategies for dealing with your emotional triggers. So here are some short-term strategies for dealing with emotional triggers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
While triggers are commonplace, they can still wreak havoc in your life. You want to avoid outbursts that could derail your career or relationships that you care about. So here are the strategies. One, slow down, slow down. Resist the impulse to react immediately. I know that's hard because that's what happens. Trigger, bang, immediate reaction. You're going to want to give yourself time to think things through. Take a step back, literally, if you have to. Count to 10 or take a walk around the block. You're going to want to breathe deeply. Breath. Every time you come back to it, it's healing. The way you breathe can help you soothe yourself and clarify your thinking. Inhale through your nostrils rather than your mouth. Lengthen your exhalations in order to relax. Okay, think about like Darth Vader on this one. And even breathe out through your nose. Totally helps. Another strategy is distract yourself. If you're still overwhelmed, you may want to think about something else until you're in a safe place. Repeat positive affirmations or plan what you're going to make for dinner. Just do something else. Another short-term strategy is to communicate directly, be assertive, advocate for your needs and enforce your boundaries. Show others the same consideration you want for yourself. This comes back to the last podcast episode about you know, empowerment. This has to be done like not in anger, okay? You need to be clear and concise about your needs. You're also going to want to rehearse your response. If your triggers are pretty predictable, you can practice what you do in a natural setting and in a neutral setting. Look in a mirror or write out what you want to say. Oh my gosh, the best stuff you can do is sometimes mirror work, because you see yourself, you can see, you can feel like, okay, if this is the trigger and I know how I respond, I mean, I know how I normally respond, how can I respond in a better, more neutral way? Another short-term strategy is to set limits. Treat yourself with patience and compassion. You may need to avoid some situations while you're working your way up to navigating through them, right? Nothing happens overnight. This stuff, this work takes a lot of practice. You're getting curious about why the trigger is happening and then working on taming the trigger. Now, let's talk about some longer-term strategies for dealing with emotional triggers. Managing triggers is important, but you need to dig pretty darn deep and finding the root cause. Addressing the root cause will help you to enjoy greater peace of mind in the long run. Because if you're just distracting yourself, you're never getting to the heart of the problem. So work on these longer term strategies, techniques. Take time for daily reflection. Increasing your self-awareness is key. Sit down and observe your thoughts without making judgments. And try journaling. Journal, 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 journal. Write it down. What are you getting curious about? When did you feel the trigger? How did you react to it? What can you do better next time? Journal about it. Another long-term strategy is to accept your feelings. Acknowledge difficult emotions without blaming yourself or trying to suppress them. Stay connected with how you're feeling throughout the day. Okay, I got pretty triggered earlier, and how am I doing now? Am I still in that heightened response? No, I'm feeling okay, right? Like, accept your feelings. And if you're still in that heightened response, be like, okay, I understand that I'm still there. And that's okay, because I'm learning. I'm learning how to come down and out of that. Another long-term strategy is to try to tolerate uncertainty. Triggers often involve feeling helpless. So we have to face the reality that some things are far beyond our control and try instead to devote your energy to the areas in your life where you can really make positive changes. Some of the best things you can do is adding the positive changes to your life, right? Like, add a positive change to your life. It'll help decrease the negative parts. Something else you want to do for long term is to seek support. So when you're ready, talk about your triggers with someone you trust. Let a family member or friend know how they can help you. You know, developing close relationships also gives you a sense of security, and that can make triggers much less intense. And you can actually practice with a friend. Yeah. Just like the mirror work you can do with yourself, you can practice with a friend. Like, practice a scenario. Role-playing, super helpful, because it prepares you for when it does happen in real life. Another long-term strategy is showing respect. Describing someone as being triggered is sometimes an insult used to dismiss their experiences. And validating others creates a healthier environment for each of us. You want to learn to validate your own experiences as well and not try to brush them off. How often have you just be like, I'm just triggered, and that's all there is, and you stay triggered. And we're not actually working through the situation. So show respect to yourself around triggers, and show respect to other people around triggers. We all have things that we are carrying that can set us off pretty easily. Again, it's all about getting curious. And another long-term strategy is to consider coaching or counseling. You know, for more assistance, you may want to speak with a mental health professional or a trauma-informed coach. coaching and or therapy can give you great insights into your behavior and teach you valuable coping skills, right? Like the techniques I just briefly went over, you can go into in far more depth and can get really close to that trigger and understanding why it happens, when it happens, and how to lessen it. Invaluable in your healing. Triggers are stubborn things, but you can develop the skills to manage them. Empower yourself by taking care of your emotional health. You know, last episode was all about empowering yourself. Empower yourself to take control of your emotional health. Only you can do that. Only you can do that when you are ready. You know, I'm an emotional health and heart space coach helping people with their holistic health for over 25 years now. And if you'd like to explore taming your triggers, you know, I then suggest you book a Heal Your Story strategy session. I'd love to help. And this is if you're really ready, if you're committed to change. Okay. Now, put some of these strategies into action, either short term and eventually long term. I'm sending you guys lots of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.